It's time for the best 60 minutes of your life. This is the Homer Hour, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Here's Emmy Award winner Homer.
The best 60 minutes of your day, Rain Man and Jason Wilde. 1-800-990-3776. Need caller number 5. Caller number 5 for Rain Man on the line is a ESPN prize pack. I don't know what's in it, but I assume it's pretty good. 1-800-990-3776. Also, the Carbless Talk and Text line. Liz is more, and as you may be well aware, that podcasts are now secondary. The first thing is watch and listen. YouTube. Subscribe on YouTube whenever or wherever you're listening. Just know we're live on YouTube as well. You can watch the show, see what's happening in the studio, and comment along with us. Just search ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube and subscribe today. Earlier today on Twitter, I said, yes, 5 o'clock, you want to be watching, listening to find out about Aaron Rodgers. This started this morning at Ted's in Tulsa, which is on 62nd and North, and I was there with Brian. And Brian's nickname is 36 or 38. I can't remember. That's how many surgeries he's had. But we were discussing Aaron Rodgers because of a story regarding the coach of the 49ers. Like, how could they keep it quiet when he'd been in this traffic accident? And I said, that's nothing compared to Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he's been married since, I'm trying to think. I think it was 2000. Was it a year ago? And nobody's seen a picture of his wife. And I said, well, yeah, spring 2025, Brittany. And I said, the one thing I know about Aaron Rodgers, whenever he answers the question, he's going to answer the truth, what he believes the truth is. Well, then how can he be saying about the truth? For example, he said recently that his wife, I don't know if he used Brittany, said it was okay for him to play another year of football. And Ryan said, well, so he's married. I go, well, I think yes. But again, whatever question he's asked, he has to have an answer that he believes in. And I believe that is because his family, his parents, are very strong fundamentalist Christians. And it would be easy for anyone to say, and maybe for Aaron Rodgers to believe, that he has wavered. He has gone away from that in whatever way. So a year ago, he decided, I'm going to change. How am I going to change? Well, I'm going to devote my life to God. You might even say, and someone can find passages if they wish, not necessarily the Bible, it could be Hinduism or Shinto. It might even be, you might even say, I'm going to marry God. Oh, yeah, I'm married, and no one can bother me about who's your girlfriend. It's been public. No, yeah, I'm married. Who are you married to? Brittany. Well, how'd it give me Brittany? Biblical context. In the Old Testament, a Brit is the holy bond between God and his people. Because of this, many Christian name meaning lists give Brittany a symbolic spiritual meaning like child of the covenant. So, yeah, he married Brittany. Why? Because that's his, Aaron Rodgers, version for God. Why? So that whenever he talks about being married, he doesn't say he's married to God. He says he's married to Brittany. Is that correct? Yes, because he's devoted himself for a love, for a spiritual love for God, Brittany. Now, with Rodgers, you also have the addition of what's good about Brittany. Well, because other than the Hebrew connection I gave you, it's a woman. And there are certainly people, I could see him believing that God could be a woman. So because he says it's Brittany doesn't mean it's God, not God, because God could be viewed as a woman, is by various faiths, Hinduism, Shinto, there are others. And so there it is. It's that simple. And every question, ask me a question, I'll be Aaron Rodgers about my wedding to marriage to Brittany.
Where'd you get married?
It really doesn't matter where we got married. I mean, that's a private thing.
How big was the wedding?
Again, I think it's kind of a private thing, but it was joyful. It was a joyful in my life. It might have been one of the more joyful moments I've ever experienced.
What's your favorite thing about your new wife?
It's changed me. I'm a different person. I'm a better person. I understand the importance of putting someone else ahead of me. Brittany.
Wow.
Yeah.
How'd you meet?
I had known her for a long time, but we fell apart. Mm-hmm. And then something happened.
When did you know she was the one?
It took a little while, but once I was willing to sacrifice and think of her first and realize that I needed to do that, then it was over right then and there. And I feel better about it now than I did then.
Thinking about kids?
I think we've thought that there's enough that we can do to help without having to have kids.
What's her favorite food?
What's her favorite food?
Yeah.
That's a really good question. She seems to like everything.
Oh, okay.
I've never heard her say there was a food she didn't like.
What do you do for fun together?
We spend time just enjoying the companionship. Doesn't really matter what we do. There's a feeling that you have that you know you're with the right person. You know you're doing the right thing. Does it really matter what? That's when you know it's special, when it doesn't matter. You don't need to go on a vacation. You feel the same connection and strength.
Wow.
Wherever you are, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
I'm happy for you, Aaron.
Thank you. It feels good. I'm a better person. Brittany has made me a better person. Ask me if I'll ever meet her.
So, when are you going to meet Brittany?
I think you've probably met her and don't know it, and it's not necessary for that. And I've already said this. She just likes to be private and doesn't want to be a part of the whole thing.
So game night, Thursday, can't expect to see you and Brittany?
No.
Okay.
She doesn't need to be a part of that.
Gotcha.
She knows her importance and how important she is to me. She doesn't have to be in the stands for me to feel her presence.
Okay.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sean, you're on 94.5 ESPN. I have this thing where I say I bet up to $100. I'll bet 75 on this. Yes, Sean, are you there? Can't hear you.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes.
It's a $75 bet.
Yeah. No, that's how confident I am in my belief.
Oh, yeah. I think that's right.
He's a what?
It's Rain Man. Sean's calling in.
Oh, Sean's doing Rain Man. Yeah. I didn't know if he had a question or comment. Do you have a question for me? I'll be Aaron Rodgers. Anything you'd like to know about my wife, my marriage? Because I can answer anything.
How old are you? How old is your wife?
Age doesn't matter.
That was rude.
No, that's a good. These are the questions. Yeah, he's got a. How old is she? Well, because some of these that have been asked of me as Aaron, it would be good to ask him, right?
Fair, yeah.
How old is she? Sean, the best way I can explain that is she's wise beyond her years.
And so
I think the one thing that impressed me was that the age didn't matter. I felt something special.
Are you a fan of her in-laws?
Yes. Yes. I would say a big fan of her son, but that would probably that would complicate things. Yes, she has one of the greatest families.
Oh, wow.
Ever. Okay. I mean, that's when you know that. And you mentioned this other thing. That's when you know it's special.
Hmm. That's good to know.
Yeah. All right, Sean, you ready
maybe
to go?
The other question to ask is, yeah, I was going to say, maybe the question to ask her is, are you related? This is reckless on my part.
That's good. Reckless and everything is good.
Are you related? Are you related to Wes Eden?
Oh, I think the answer there would definitely be no.
Okay.
So it's not.
That was last time I was tracking it.
Is not his daughter. No, that's a legitimate question. But I think that would be that wouldn't even take that much effort. She is a great woman, but it's, I mean, everybody's different about this, but it's hard for me to have anybody that I would find in the neighborhood of Brittany. As great as Wes Eden's daughter is, my theory on Rogers with his daughter and also with who is the race car driver. I think Aaron Rodgers has gone out of his way to help people and draw more visibility for them at a point in their life where they needed the visibility, and he was just being nice. But that's not necessary with Brittany.
No.
No. She doesn't need any extra. Why does she need to be around people? Because she's around everyone. He left that part out. But there's no need for her to be – for you to look at her. She's almost there even when you don't. That's what I feel like. I'm working on this. It's getting better.
Yeah.
Even when I'm not with her, I feel like I'm with her.
Hmm.
Yeah. Pretty good, huh, Sean? Even when I'm not her, I feel like I'm with her, which, of course, would be true. Every comment I made, Aaron Rodgers would view as the truth, and it would be.
Let's go a little further
sure.
on this. Do you think she really gave him permission to play another season, as he stated?
Yes. Let me just tell you what happened. Brittany and I got down on our knees. And the next thing, the direction she gave me made it easy. Right? I mean, I wasn't sure what to do. I got the direction from Brittany. It's over. Yeah. I feel she does this often to me. She always makes me feel like I'm doing the right thing. I feel better about myself when I'm around Brittany. And it was weird because I feel like I've known her a long time, but she was lost. But I mean, but then it just didn't take long to see, like, you're what I've been missing. You are what I've been missing. All this crazy stuff I was talking, just fighting with people, being mean with people, being mean with my parents. You know, right after, unlike Olivia Munt, who suggested that I get back to my parents, it wasn't the same when she said it. When Brittany said it, I felt, yep, this is the time. That's the kind of direction that I get, and I feel so much better. And, of course, I've gotten together with my parents and we're getting along much better, which proves again the ability of Brittany to just be so strong and helpful and make my life better. So,
what does she do for work?
Fantastic.
What does she do for work?
Yeah, if anything.
I think she prefers to be private.
Oh, okay.
But she's just always working. She's always doing something. I mean, I watch her and go, man, you just never take any time off. 24/7, you're always doing something. Pretty good, huh?
Yeah. I'm excited to hear Jason Wilde's reaction.
He's got to talk about the Packers, but the issue is I don't think Rodgers will go public with it now. He would say, here's want more?
Yeah.
When somebody tells when Homer says, look, Homer's crazy. But to be fair to Homer, this is just not the right time. This just isn't the right time. I'm a football player. Brittany wants to stay out of the public eye. There will be a proper time for everyone to see, appreciate, and enjoy what I have privately now with Brittany.
Wow.
And that will be, he won't say it, but I think when he's done playing.
Yeah. No distractions. Who cares?
Well, and then he can say, and you know, all the discussion about who he's dating and all that, it's over, right? There's no discussion of that. He ended that.
Yeah. Okay.
And then when he says at some point in his life that Brittany is God, how could anybody be against it? Especially given that it would appear that he's become nicer. Is that correct, Sean? Would you say the recent actions of Rodgers have moved him into a better direction with people?
Well, not only people, but his family.
His family.
Which is fantastic.
See, you just said it, Sean. Yep. This is what Brittany can do, has done to Aaron Rodgers. Don't you want to meet her? And here's another Aaron Rodgers. I look forward to the day when I can introduce all of you to her and you can meet her.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just all so much Rodgers.
You got to email Aaron and just give these lines. You got good ones.
We got them on tape.
Okay.
They'll probably come. The key is her. The key is her is why this works, is because, I mean, there is debate about is God one sex or, and there are some, and it may not be the Christian, I don't know what it could be, but my point is very simple. He's married to God. So I'm at 75%. Now, Sean, what percent are you that you think I'm correct?
Two.
Okay. So should I make it the Discount Lego Twitter poll question? Homer believes that Aaron Rodgers is married to God and Brittany is the name he chooses to use for God. Should I make that the I might as well, right? I'm already in, right?
Yeah, go for it.
I mean,
yeah.
I can't do – you're at 2%. How much worse can I do? There'll probably be on Twitter a number of – we said he should have been in a home sometime a long time ago. So, yes, might as well. All right, yes. Brittany is God or some force, however Aaron Rodgers would describe it. And if it's not, I'm wrong.
Man enough to admit it.
I might have. Well, no, it'll amuse him if I'm wrong, but there's no other possible way to me how TMZ hasn't been able to.
Yeah, they get everything.
Right. That's what they do. And John Anderson said, Homer, you don't realize nobody cares. That's why. And I said, no, that doesn't. He's of enough presence that, you know, you.
Yeah, they're dangling bonuses for anyone to get that shot.
They're not saying she doesn't exist, just they haven't seen her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, again, wherever he lives, you just park outside the house or just how hard would it be to notice somebody? Nobody's done that.
Yeah, like just can't even definitively say wife, but this woman with Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
We suspect.
Brittany is very sneaky and hard to see. But she's there even if you can't see her. Ooh, another good one. All right. Rain Man is brought to you by Saganiac Planning, named synonymous with employee benefits and top-notch service. And been doing well for over 50 years. 262-783. Roger Maris, 6161. And I didn't say it often enough, and I do now, because that explains how and why, one of the reasons they can be so good. Saganiac Planning, a name synonymous with employee benefits, which can be complicated, top-notch service because they've been doing it well and locally for over 50 years. The first question, because of their great support for Marquette, is the Saganiac Planning Marquette trivia question. Sean, what's your highest number ever, Sean?
10.
10. All right, let's see if you can do it. The first question, the Saganiac Planning Marquette trivia question. You ready to go, Sean?
Let's do it.
It's like, I'm not sure I want to do it with a guy who just said Aaron Rodgers is married to God. Three, no. Two, one, go. The last Marquette coach to take the team to the Final Four.
Cream.
Correct. How old is The Miz?
24.
Correct. Why did The Miz not play baseball his senior year in high school?
COVID.
Correct. The Wiz had intentionally committed to what school before enrolling and playing at Crowder College?
Oklahoma State.
Correct. The Miz was selected with what pick in the 2022 baseball draft?
62.
Incorrect. True or false? In his first start ever, The Miz threw the fastest pitch ever by a Brewers pitcher. In his first start ever. Did
false.
He? True or false?
False.
Incorrect. The Miz had how many no-hit innings to start his Brewers career?
30.
Incorrect. In The Miz's fifth start last season, 12 Ks and 6 innings, facing the then National League leader in wins. Who was he facing?
Dodgers.
Player. I'll give you Dodgers. That's correct. According to Wikipedia, The Miz has expressed interest in playing for what team in the World Baseball Classic?
USA?
Incorrect. According to Wikipedia, The Miz was a fan of what team growing up?
Pass.
What is The Miz's record this season?
11-4.
Correct. Last year, Miz averaged 12 strikeouts per 9 innings. This year, what is it? 11, 12, 13, or 14?
13.
Incorrect. This year, The Miz, 120 innings. How many hits has he given up in 120 innings? Good luck.
Yeah, I'm going to say 17.
Incorrect. This year, The Miz, 120 innings. How many strikeouts does he have in 120 innings?
120.
200 is incorrect, and I'll get this one in. Baseball Reference says The Miz is how tall?
6'3".
6'3 is incorrect. You got to do some work on The Miz. I got the, he was four in a row. I got like six. That sound about right?
Yeah.
I might have missed. All right. All right, last Marquette coach to take the team to the Final Four. Yes, you said Crean, Tom Crean. How old is The Miz? 24. Didn't you say Crean? I think you did.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why did The Miz not play baseball senior year COVID? And this one was, I thought, tricky because after Crowder College, the thought was he was going to go to LSU, but the Brewers gave him so much money, he decided to play for the Brewers. But he was going to go to Oklahoma State before enrolling and playing at Crowder College. I don't know why. Pick number 63. I think you said 62, right?
I did, yep.
63. And yes, in his first ever start, The Miz threw the fastest pitch ever thrown by a Brewers pitcher ever. Yes, he did. True. I think it was 102 or 3. The Miz had how many innings of no, or had how many no-hit innings to start his Brewers career? 11. In The Miz's fifth start last season, 12 strikeouts and 6 innings facing the National League leader in wins. Who was that? You said the Dodgers. I gave you credit. Clayton Kershaw. According to Wikipedia, The Miz has expressed interest in playing for what team in the World Baseball Classic?
Poland?
Poland is correct.
Poland?
According to Wikipedia, The Miz was a fan of what Major League Baseball team growing up? Grew up in Missouri.
Cardinals.
Kansas City Royals. Oh. His record 11-4. He is averaging 14 strikeouts per 9 innings. Even better than last year. 120 innings. He has given up 62 hits. This is like Little League stuff. 120 innings. He has 185 strikeouts. There's no way to describe how incredible he's been. 120 innings, has given up 62 hits. 120 innings, 185 strikeouts. And how tall is The Miz? He is 6'7".
Oof.
Yeah. Apparently, you're not as obsessed with The Miz as I am, so.
I am, and I went to go see him, and unfortunately, it was a day game that he lost, so I will not go to another Miz game.
Oh, come on. Even when he's bad, he's good.
He had 11 strikeouts that day. It was really
good. Yes, it's unbelievable. The last game, the first guy, I think, were 9 pitches before he struck him out. Then he struck out, what, the next five or six? All right, Sean, you still win the ESPN prize package. I take one away because every person in the state of Wisconsin must know, with what pick was the Miz selected in the 2022 baseball draft? You were close. 63. I don't know if what you have to come up to help you remember 63. Jason Wilde next. We will get to Jason Wilde. You never know when someone you care about might need a place at Curative Care for more than a century. Curative Care has been helping children, adults, and families across southeast Wisconsin navigate developmental disabilities and find the support they need to thrive. What really stands out is Curative Care doesn't just provide therapy. They get it. It's tough. It's hard. And they do the best possible to help and tell you how to help. They help families every step of the way from early childhood through adulthood. They connect parents with resources, provide guidance during challenging times, and create a community where people truly belong. One parent said, life is a bunch of curveballs, but this place is a constant. Yep, it's tough, and they have figured out the way to help. If you have a family member, friend, coworker, or neighbor who may be looking for answers, support, or services for a loved one with developmental disabilities, you must make as part of what you do curative.org. Curative.org. Jason Wilde, all Packers all the time, three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, which means he has his own Jason Wilde Yingling Hotline. Good evening, Jason.
Well, hello, Homer. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
I've stated before that it's my belief that Aaron Rodgers is married to God and that Brittany is the name he's chosen because there is a biblical reference to Brittany as being, I can't remember the phrase I use. It allows him to be truthful with every question he's been answered, or to be truthful about every question he's been asked, and that will continue. Sports, because it fits well for it to be a woman with his belief that God could easily be viewed as a woman. In the Old Testament, a Brit is the holy bond between God and his people. So there you have it. We did the Discount Liquor Twitter poll question. Homer believes Aaron Rodgers is married to God. It's changed his life. Everything he said, I need to look up all the quotes. I might be at 0%.
Yeah, I mean, look, I know you love the Lord, as do I.
And I think he does, Brittany.
No. Your Ms. going to church and God is preaching as opposed to the regular pastor. Some of your best God related analogy work.
I don't, this is the worst.
This is horrible.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really bad. Like, first of all, I don't like part of this. You have to know Rodgers. Like he grew up very, very much in a Christian household. And I suppose he has reconnected with his family, but I don't think his belief system allows for being married to God, quite frankly. So I think you're wrong on that. I also would argue that I don't quite understand what all's going on there, and I'm going to choose to take him at face value that his wife just doesn't want to be in the public eye. But then I think that requires, to some degree, to be consistent, to not be. It's great that he reunited with his family. I know you've been hoping for that for a very long time.
Yes,
but
I
do find it. I find it curious that he kind of picks and chooses what he wants to be private and when he doesn't, and he gets to do that. It's his life. But I was surprised by his statement about how basically his wife signed off on him playing another year. And that's obviously what's prompted you to talk about her and her unknown identity again, right? Because if he doesn't say that, other than maybe you with the occasional thought bubble about, I wonder who his wife is. I wonder why he hasn't told us. Like, I haven't thought about that part of his story until he brought it up himself when he was explaining why he's playing another year. So again, he's, as Ted Thompson once said, and somehow inexplicably Mark Murphy decided to tell everyone, even though Ted wasn't even alive anymore, he chose to betray that confidence by saying, He's a complicated fella. Ted was right. There's no two ways about that.
All right, let's get to the Packers. Musgrave situation seems the worst to me, given the nature of the injury.
Yeah. Concerning for sure. I mean, you know, look, as Goody said, anytime you're talking about heads, hearts, or necks, those are when you're really concerned. And those are obviously, this is a neck issue, and so that is a significant concern. You know, again, we don't have a whole lot of details. Luke was not in the locker room today while we were in there, so I don't have a lot of understanding of what exactly we're talking about here. It sprung up during the off-season program. But look, he's and I thought Matt LaFleur had a really good point. Like, he is not what they imagined him to be, right? This is not the part that Matt LaFleur said, but like they viewed him, you know, kind of doing this kind of tag team of him and Kraft with slightly different skill sets, being a, you know, and I hate to use this analogy since the one guy ended up being a murderer, but the Aaron Hernandez Gronk kind of concept. And LaFleur was actually going to go into the 2024 season with that being a huge component of what they wanted to do offensively. And obviously, you know, Luke missed 10 games with an ankle injury that year. Now he's got this neck thing. But as Matt LaFleur said, he does have a skill trait that they want and they need and they want on the field, and that is his speed. And it's unfortunate because he's, as Matt also said, it's a huge year for him. Or maybe that was Goody that said that. But either way, it's a huge year for him. And this is certainly not the way you want it to start. And you know, I've seen too many guys' careers, starting with Sterling Sharp and then Terrence Murphy, JerMichael Finley, Nick Collins. Like, the neck is a very concerning injury. And so I hope that this is not something that ends his career, but I also hope that it does end his career if there's any question as to whether it's safe for him to continue playing football.
When did it start? What's the history of this?
Yeah, I don't know. We don't have a lot of details. It was revealed or diagnosed or whatever during OTAs, because he was out there early in the off-season program, and then suddenly he wasn't. And you know, Luke does not enjoy the, like, there's guys in the locker room that like talking to us. Like, they enjoy the exchanges. I talked to Zaire Franklin for like 10 minutes today, and he was thoroughly enjoyable. Luke doesn't enjoy that part of his job. So I don't know when we'll get to talk to him. I don't know how much he'll reveal, but I don't have the specifics of his injury. I don't know his agent real well, so I don't have him to kind of give me that intel. So unfortunately, we'll have to wait and see if Luke decides to talk about it, or if we just, you know, he's released with some sort of injury designation, because the Packers are not deep at that position as it is. And today, watching, they do their tight end drills in the end zone right where I stand when I do our show, because I want to be removed from everybody. So I'm in that far corner. I'm the only one standing there, and it's me and the tight ends. And they have like four guys doing drills. Like, I'm surprised that John Dunn didn't ask me to grab a bag.
Is there, I don't know who's number three. I'm assuming that the Packers will add somebody soon if there's a concern of some time.
They've got Josh Wiley. They've got Luke Lachey, whose dad played with the Hogs of the Washington Redskins. They've got Drake Dabney, who was on the practice squad last year. So they have a few guys. Then they got R.J. Maryland, who is Russell Maryland's son. So, you know, another great opportunity for me to cover a guy.
Lachey and Maryland, that's amazing. Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm just, they're definitely going to need to do something there if they're not going to have Luke Musgrave. But they also don't have Kraft right now, who looked great when he was running routes and catching balls by himself and with a staff member, while the rest of the team was doing 11-on-11. But I'm very curious to see how this contract scenario plays out, because I don't think he'll be signing up for a discounted rate like some of the other guys that they've kept on extensions in the last.
Do you think he won't practice until it's done, or are the two not connected?
He shouldn't. If Tucker asked me my opinion, I would say don't. Because, and by the way, you know, the Luke Musgrave situation, while it sucks for Luke, it just exacerbates their lack of depth at tight end. So if he was asking my advice, it's the same advice I would have given Devontae Adams in 2021. No, don't, you know, pretend you got a hamstring,
has something. He doesn't have to make anything up.
Until he's cleared, and then he wouldn't have anything anymore. But no, you're right. I mean, right now they've got that as kind of a buffer. You know, the other guy that, and I am never, ever comfortable with questioning the veracity of a player's injury. And he was not in the locker room today to talk about this, but I can't remember a time when a player passed his physical, so he's not on the physically unable to perform list, and then doesn't practice because of an injury. He has a Keyshawn Nixon, according to the team, has a hamstring injury. So I don't know if he
could that be a contract thing.
It certainly could be. You will not hear me say that it is, because I don't know. And Keyshawn was not in the locker room today, so I didn't talk to him. I don't know what he would say if he was. Yeah, I'm faking. I just want a contract. I mean, he's a pretty straightforward cat, but I don't think he would say that.
Others have done that, though, right? That wouldn't be out of the norm.
Yeah, I mean, Micah Parsons did it last year. I mean, I think they used it. I think he used his back, and then, you know, then there was kind of this, he actually does have something on the disc or whatever, and maybe that's true, maybe it's not, but I would be willing to bet that if the Dallas Cowboys had given him $188 million, that back issue that he was not practicing because of would have been much more manageable, and he would have been able to practice at least on a limited basis. But look,
It would make sense if Keyshawn Nixon was looking at and saying, yeah, that makes sense. I'll do the same thing he did. Right? I'm not saying that is the case, that would make sense.
Yeah, I would. And again, I would do it too if I was him. And I know there's some fans that, you know, I had somebody say, why do you always take the player's side? Well, because these guys have a finite window to earn their money. And for reasons like Luke Musgrave, whose career may be over right now. So, you know, I don't, because one of the guys that I, you know, developed a pretty close relationship with and his agents was Nick Collins. And Nick Collins withheld his services during an offseason to try and get a contract extension. And thank God he did, because then once he went out there and played that following season after he got the extension, he hurt his neck.
Yeah, and Jason, aside from whose side you take, he's worth more.
Again, that's how I feel.
Yeah.
I think in my opinion, that's an objective fact, but there are certainly members of the fan base that don't agree with that.
Really?
Yeah, oh, for sure.
They don't think he should get more as the number one cornerback. They could maybe say trade him or do something else, but if he's in that position with his team.
No, they think he's overpaid. They think he sucks. Which, again, look, if you want to feel that way as a Packers fan, that's fine, and I'm sure there's...
Well, no, you can't know what contracts are then, right? There's no way. Even if he's a... What is he paid at? Like a number, underpaid. Average number two?
Yeah, he's underpaid as a two.
Yeah.
He's underpaid as a two.
Right.
So, but again, I can't... I want to be very clear. I do not know, and that's the plausible deniability, but I think it's important, and I know we got to go, because your clock management, this is like when you come on our show. But the Players Association, like, they took away, they agreed to allowing the owners to, like, fine and not be able to rescind the fines if you hold out of camp and don't come to camp. So now they've got these nonsense hold-in things, like Vita Vea is doing it in Tampa. Like, I just, like, I'm old school, like, when I think back to like 8 with Dorsey Levens and 99 with Antonio Freeman. Those guys had the franchise tag. They won. They needed that security of a long-term deal. They held out, and eventually they met on common ground. Putting these guys into this position where they have to fake an injury, again, I'm no fan of the NFLPA. They mismanage stuff all the time, in my opinion, and giving away yet another bargaining chip of withholding your services for players, that was a big mistake. So that's what leads to conversations like this where we're like, well, maybe he has a hamstring injury. Maybe it's not, and it's just his contract. I hate having to do that kind of crap.
But I think the respect they all have for Micah Parsons in every way, if I was a player, would make me think, however he's done it, was something I would consider seriously.
Yeah, I mean, the problem with that is Micah Parsons is obviously a far more accomplished player than Keyshawn Nixon.
Perfect last word. Thanks, Jason.
Huh?
Thanks.
All right, Homer, take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde, all Packers all the time, again, on the Jason Wilde Yingling hotline. He has his own because he's 3-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year. Founded by inventors, fueled by community, and focused on business for 130 years, Horicon Bank has been helping businesses across Wisconsin grow through commercial lending. Now, the same local approach is here to serve the greater Milwaukee business community, commercial lending. Financing requests approved in days, not weeks. Bankers who understand your business. Products designed to support your cash flow. Because when it comes to commercial lending, Horicon Bank gets the job done and has for 130 years. Visit Horicon Bank in New Berlin, Tosa, Menominee Falls, Grafton, or West Bend. Horicon Bank, together, doing good. As said, 130 years. Member FDIC. Next. The Jason Wilde and Rain Man Homer Hour. And earlier I stated that, and please understand that I actually think this. It's not like I need to create something. It's been impossible for you to comprehend that somebody as famous as Aaron Rodgers could be married and that no one knows who the person is and no pictures. So the discussion at Ted's in Tosa with Brian, and yeah, this is it. Married to God. Brittany is a name that could be used. Old Testament, Brit is the holy bond between God and his people. No one would think it could be God if it's a woman. Well, in fact, many different religions believe that God could be a woman, or that's a part of it. I expected maybe 5%. 17% agree with me. 83% say I should probably be put into a nursing home. I only ask one thing. Call me an idiot, but don't say it's done for any purpose other than because I think I'm right. Milwaukee weight loss. I know I'm right about this. I started at 229. I'm at 205. Today I was at 206. And my weight will not be a problem the rest of my life, however long I live, because I eat less and I'm okay eating less. And that's because of the program started by Milwaukee Weight Loss. And the other important part is there's no but. But Homer, you didn't tell me I have to do workouts or that I have to take drugs or a surgery or injections. No, you don't have to do anything. Prepackaged meals. No bar shakes. No. I don't even have to walk. Why? Because when you eat less, you will lose weight. And if you're okay eating less, then you'll be able to lose weight whenever you want. For a limited time, get $200 off of the Milwaukee Weight Loss Summer Special. Book your free consultation now at MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com. It may be different, and it is for others, but what I've discovered that seems to have the greatest effect on me, giving up various things, but bread. When I have bread, which I'm supposed to give up, that's when I seem to gain weight back or gain more, and just having as much protein or as much fruit as... But your situation could be different, and... That's why you get the free consultation. MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com. Results may vary. $200 off the Milwaukee Weight Loss Summer Special. 262-235-3980. Or can call me if you want. But tell him Homer said it because tell him Homer said this. He says, I can lose weight because I'll eat less and I'll be happy with eating less. Yes, this started in January. How long has it been? And I want to keep doing it in 3 months and I want to do it in 6 months so that then you can continue to see that. When you can eat less and be okay with it, you can weigh whatever you want. Are we late yet? Getting close. I'll break. I'll see if I can get up to 20%. And I didn't think I'd get to 5%. I said and explained it. You can go back at ESPN Wisconsin and listen to it. I think Aaron Rodgers is referring to God when he says he is married to Brittany. Do you agree? 24% agree, 76% disagree.
Wow.
I know, that's what I thought.
That's a high number.
I don't have any explanation for that.
I think more people agree with you with that than they agree with you by calling Green Bay Lombardi Town instead of
Title
Town.
We're going to do it again. Green Bay should be Lombardi Title Town.
Okay.
You have to leave Title Town in there, but you cannot have Title Town without Lombardi because he created it. Hmm. So that would be my wish. That's what it should be. Five titles in 7 years. That's not possible. It is in Lombardi Title Town. Tune in to Light It Up, the new season of the Behind the Bucks podcast on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker, HR benefits consultant, narrated by Jim Paschke. The oral history of the 2000-2001 Milwaukee Bucks, from the Big Three to the Hall of Fame coach, the story about a generational team that brought the city together and brought the Bradley Center to life. Yes, it did. Reggie sucks. I don't know if that was that year. I just remember doing that. Find Behind the Bucks on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, the new ESPN Wisconsin app, and wherever you get your podcast. Behind the Bucks is presented by Gallagher. 24% agree with me that Aaron Rodgers is referring to God when he says he's married to Brittany. I don't know if this will get to him, but you'd think there'd be a picture with his wife if I'm wrong. Or maybe he'll just, you know what? He'll show a picture of the sky.
Ah.
Yeah. And say nothing else. It is ESPN National, right?
We got the analysis.
Oh, I apologize. Because they did a great thing getting Giannis to talk about the stuff. That was at Summerfest, right?
Yes.
Fabulous. And it speaks to the greatness of the Bucks fans. But the analysis next.
Wrapping things up with a broken down vehicle on 43 heading northbound, right about at North Avenue. So watch out for that. We got